Good morning. I always love the chance to get to be with you and to worship with you. It's actually been quite a while, but I especially love just getting the chance to sing with you and worship. It has. I did get married recently. I don't think I've been with you since I've gotten married. And I just want to thank you. We got a gift, actually, from the Chinese church, so we just want to thank you for that.
This is Pastor Justin,
I also want to thank you. Last week was just pretty amazing with Dr. Murray, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And we really appreciate you guys letting us be a part of that last week. It was great to be with them. Hopefully today kind of goes along with what Dr. Murray was talking about last week and kind of just adds to what he was speaking on about devoting ourselves fully to the Lord. Before we get started, though, I just want to give an illustration at the beginning with my sword. Now, some of you were scared when I first came in here. Don't worry, it's not sharp. This is actually my prayer sword, and I use it just as a symbol when I'm praying to remember that prayer is actually a battle that we're taking part of. Today I want to talk about it though. If I had somebody coming at me with this sword, what do you think I should use to come back against that person with? If somebody was coming at me with this to attack me in real life, and I looked around and I didn't see anything, and all I had was this pen, do you think I'd be in trouble? Now, it's pretty obvious why I'd be in trouble, but it brings out the point that when we're fighting a battle, we need to have the right equipment. We need to use the right weapon for the right battle. Now we can take this also in a spiritual way. There are many struggles in our lives. It could be depression, greed, anger, lust, emotional problems. We work really hard on fixing these things in our lives. We may have started a relationship with Christ, and those battles in our life have actually seemed to get better over time. But even then, we still struggle with certain things, right? And you may be frustrated in your life that you can't overcome these things, these sins in your life.
You
then people often turn to the church for answers.
然后呢，很多人们有很多时候就来到教会想寻找答案。
But often, some of our answers are not full answers.
但是经常我们能够提供的答案不是完全的答案。
Someone may come into my office asking me about how to deal with greed.
有些人会来到我的办公室问我说怎么样去解决贪婪这个问题。
I may respond by telling them what the Bible has to say about greed.
我会跟他们讲说圣经教导我们怎么样去对待贪婪这个问题。
I may give them ways that they can change their habits.
我会跟他们讲一些解决的办法，他们怎么样去改掉这个习惯。
I might give them books to read even.
我有时候呢，也会推荐他们读一些书。
But I don't think we would be giving them the full answer if we stopped there.
但是呢，我不觉得说我给他们的答案是完全的答案，如果我们就仅仅停留在那些上面。
Why is that, you may say?
为什么呢？
I've been reading a book that's been enlightening my understanding of how the Bible says we are made.
我最近读了一本书，给我很多亮光。这本书讲到了说，讲到圣经上怎么样说，讲我们的被造。
The book is Watchman Nee's The Spiritual Man.
这本书是尼弟兄写的，守望者，属灵的人。
Watchman Nee was an amazing, amazing man for God.
尼弟兄就是这个守望者，是一个非常独特的人。
And in this book, he talks about how God has separated us into three parts.
他在这本书上的写了，神怎么样用三，就是让我们造我们的时候有三个部分。
Our body, our soul, and our spirit.
就是我们的灵魂体。
In those, he talks about how our main focus should actually be the spirit.
他讲到了我们主要的注意的焦点应该是在我们的灵命上面。
Because the spirit is where we actually commune with God.
因为是靠着灵，我们才能跟神有所交通。
But often we don't use spiritual weapons to fight spiritual battles.
但是呢，很经常的，我们并不是用属灵的装备来。
We attempt to fight our spiritual battles with other means.
我们经常是用其他的办法来做我们属灵的征战。
But spiritual battles need to be fought with spiritual weapons.
但是呢，我们要做属灵的征战，我们必须用属灵的装备。
Thankfully, God knew we needed spiritual weapons, and so He inspired Paul to write about it in the book of Ephesians.
神知道我们这个需要，所以呢，他启示了保罗在以弗所书写了一段经文。
If you have your Bibles, you can turn to Ephesians 6.
如果你手上有圣经的话，请你翻开以弗所书第六章。
And you may have heard this passage spoken on many times.
我想你应该。听过这个章节很多次了。
But there are only two verses I really want to focus on today.
但今天我主要讲的只是两个节，两个章节。
First, Ephesians 6:12.
第一个章节我要讲的就是第六章第十二节。
It says, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities." Against the powers of this dark world and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms.
在十二节讲，因我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
Thankfully, God agrees with us that we need spiritual weapons to fight spiritual battles.
很感谢神，他。教导我们，我们要用属灵的装备来做属灵的征战。
He talks about the spiritual armor that we need to cover ourselves and protect ourselves.
他讲到了我们要用神的军装来保护我们自己。
Later, he talks about our main weapon, which is the Word of God.
然后呢，他下面还会讲到说我们要用的一个武器就是神的话语。
But the verse right after that, verse 18. Talks about another weapon that we have.
在第十八节讲到另外一个武器我们可以用的。
One that should be used through the whole process of spiritual growth, and that's prayer.
那就是我们在我们属灵的成长中一直要用的一个就是祷告。
In the time we have left, I just want to spend the rest of the time talking about prayer and what it says in this passage.
在我们下面的时间里面，我主要要讲的就是我们怎样去祷告。
There's 5 points, and I think there's some notes in your bulletin if you want to take notes as well.
我想在你的手上的bulletin 上面后面应该有写有附印。
So Ephesians 6:18 says this.And pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints.
第十八节讲到，靠着圣灵，随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求。
So first, it says, pray in the Spirit.
所以他第一件事讲到的就是要靠着圣灵祷告。
We've most likely heard the Holy Spirit talked about, but what does this mean to pray in the Spirit?
这靠圣灵究竟是什么意思呢？
I think there are 2 particular things that it means.
我想有两个方面的意思。
The first is praying with dependence.
第一方面的意思就是说，你要用依靠的心来祷告。
Romans 8 talks about how when we are weak, then the Holy Spirit actually intercedes for us.
在罗马书第八章里面讲到，当我们很软弱的时候，圣灵会为我们代祷。
So in our weakness, God and the Spirit become strong.
当我们软弱的时候，就是神。
Dependence is where we understand that we need God to continue.
这个依靠的意思就是说我们需要依靠神。
Dr. Murray kind of talked about this last week.
上一周 Murray 博士讲到了这一方面的信息。
He talked about how God doesn't want to fit into our plans. He wants us to fit into His plans.
他讲到了神不要成为只是成为我们生活的一部分，神要我们成为他计划中的一部分。
That is dependence.
这个就是依靠。
We depending on God for our direction.
我们必须依靠神。
Another example is Janelle and I actually recently saw a little newborn baby.
另外一个就是一个例子，我Pastor Justin 跟他的太太最近看到一个新生的婴儿。
It was so small and fragile, I didn't even want to touch the baby.
这个婴儿就是看上去非常的好像脆弱，就是很娇小脆弱，所以他都不敢去碰他。
As we talked to the parents, though, we understood.How dependent that baby was on their parents.
当我们跟父母讲的时候，我们知道说这个小婴孩要，真的是样样事情都要靠着他们的父母。
If the baby didn't get fed,
如果没有人喂这个小婴儿的话
，or if it didn't get clothed,
如果没有人给他衣服穿
，or if it wasn't taken care of in any other way.
如果没有人好好照顾他的话
，The baby may have died.
这个小婴儿就会死去。
I think that's the most extreme example of what dependence means.
我想这个是一个很极端的例子，就是给我们讲说什么样叫做依靠。
In some ways, what Paul is saying in Ephesians is that if we don't depend on God, then we have nothing.
所以保罗在以弗所书上面讲到，如果我们不依靠神的话，那我们就什么都没有。
Another example.
另外一个例子。
We watched the other day as a parent was riding a bike.
我们看到
parent riding a bike. Okay.
A parent.
Okay. 一对父母在骑脚踏车。
And as the parent was riding, right behind was a little car.
爸爸在骑脚踏车，他后面就有一辆小小的车，就是脚踏车后面带着一辆小车。
This car was attached to the bike.
这个小车是跟这个脚踏车连在一起的。
And inside the car was a little boy about 3 years old.
在这小车里面呢，坐着一个三岁的男孩。
Now I saw the bike ride by as the son was sitting there shaking like this as it was hitting bumps.
我看见那个这脚踏车过去的时候，他那个儿子就在上面砰砰砰砰的这样子动。
I felt bad for the little boy.
我觉得那个我很为这个孩子觉得说，哎呀，很不舒服啊，这样。
But he was in a place where he was completely dependent on what his parent did.
但是呢，他在车里面，他是完全的，就是他爸爸做什么，他就完全的靠他。
Hopefully, that gives some insight into what praying in the Spirit means.
我希望这两个例子能够给你，就是明白说靠着圣灵祷告是什么意思。
It means surrendering our desires and wants for God's desires and wants.
这个意味着就是说，我们要放弃我们的完全放弃我们所想要的，然后呢是完全去寻求神的旨意。
The second thing that praying in the Spirit means is praying with faith.
另外一个就靠着圣灵的意思就是说，你要用信心来祷告。
Do we have faith that God is going to be there for us every time we pray?
我们是不是有这个信心，就是说神一直在那边听我们的祷告？
Sometimes I think we pray just out of pattern.
有时候我觉得我们祷告只是好像就是说施行一下公务事一样的。
But praying in the Spirit means we pray with the faith that believes that God is going to answer.
但是呢，实际上呢，祷告是说我们必须有这个信心来祷告，我们有信心说神会回应我们的祷告。
So first, Ephesians says that we need to pray in the Spirit.
所以在这一部手书里面讲，他说我们必须靠着圣灵来祈求祷告。
Second, it says pray on all occasions.
第二方面，他讲到了要随时的祷告。
We need to pray whether we're having a good day or a bad day.
我们不管我们就是日子过得好或者不好，我们都需要祷告。
We need to pray whether we're fighting a battle or not fighting a battle.
我们不管是有没有在征战的时候，我们都需要祷告。
We need to pray when there's something urgent and when there's not.
我们必须在无论情况紧急或者不紧急都要祷告。
We need to pray all day, every day.
我们每天都必须任何时候都在祷告，每天都要祷告。
There's an example I think illustrates this perfectly.
我再给大家举一个例子。
Because most all of us have done this.
因为我想大家都做过这样的事。
Whether we're going to school or going to work, we're probably driving there.
不管我们去上学还是去上班，我们大家大概都是开车去的。
And when you're driving, you always have to think about all the things going on around you.
当你在开车的时候，你脑子中总是在想一些发生在你周遭的事情。
If you just decided one day, you know what? Today I'm not going to think.
如果你有天你决定说，我今天就不要去想其他的事情。
That car ride probably wouldn't be a good car ride, would it?
那我想你这个开车的时候大概也不是开得很舒服。
We might let our hands off the steering wheel and just decide whatever happens.
我们可能就是手把方向盘放开，然后就说不管什么 事情会发生，就让他去吧。
But none of us would knowingly do that.
但是我知道没有人会这样子做。
Because why would we ever drive without thinking about where we're going?
我们不会说就是在开车的时候不会想到说我们要去哪里。
In the same way, why would we ever spend our lives without constantly praying?
同样的，我们也不应该就是过着一个就是没有经常祷告的生活。
If we know that that is the only way we can consistently be with God, why would we ever stop?
如果我们知道说祷告是让把我们跟神的关系一直紧紧联系在一起的话，那我们为什么要停止祷告呢？
So first it says pray in the Spirit.
所以第一说要靠着圣灵祷告。
Second, pray on all occasions.
第二要随时的祷告。
Third,It says, pray with all kinds of prayers and requests.
第三点他讲到说有多方的祷告。
It means pray about absolutely anything.
多方祷告的意思就是说你任何事情都要拿来祷告。
Nothing is out of the question.
就是每件事情你都可以来祷告。
I heard about a girl, a young girl the other day,who may have prayed a prayer that God wouldn't answer.
我有一天我听到一个小女孩，她说她祷告的，然后神没有垂听她。
She prayed that God would make her brother invisible.
因为她的祷告是说神要让她的哥哥，就突然间看不见了。But, 但不是她，就她看，就是没有人看得见她的哥哥，就是隐形人。
But the innocence in that is so true.
但是他的那个就是他这个好像很无辜的样子。
That God would hear any prayer that we pray.
神会垂听我们所有的祷告。
Although he may not answer the way we want.
他可能不会就是照着我们求的去回应我们。
And the question we need to think is, how would a father feel if we only brought some things to him?
我想就是说有一个问题就是，你的父亲会怎么样想？如果你给就是没有把所有的你想求的都带到他的面前来。
God doesn't want us to just bring some things to Him. He wants us to bring all things to Him.
神不要我们只是带一部分的事情到他的面前来，他要我们。
So first, Ephesians says, pray in the Spirit.
所以第一个要靠圣灵祷告。
Second, pray on all occasions.
第二个要随时的祷告。
Third, with all kinds of prayers and requests.
第三个就是要多方的祷告，各样事情都要祷告。
Fourth, it says, pray with all perseverance.
第四个他说你要警醒不倦的祷告。
Perseverance means never ever giving up, no matter what.
这个就是说警醒不倦，就是说你永远也不要放弃。
It means praying no matter what happens, nothing can stop you.
就是说不管发生什么样的事情，你都祷告，没有一件事情能够阻止你祷告。
I took a trip with some friends down to Florida a couple years ago.
几年前我跟几个朋友去佛罗里达。
And it was probably not a wise decision, but I decided that I would drive the last leg.
我做了一个不是太明智的决定，就是说我要在就是排在最后开车，就开最后的一段路。
It was a 22-hour drive.
那个开车的路程一共有二十二个小时。
And I was supposed to drive from 4 in the morning until 9 in the morning.
我排到的就是说从早上四点钟排到第二天早上九点钟。
And I hadn't slept all day.
那我就整天都没有睡觉。
When I finally got to driving, I was all right for a couple hours.
当我最后开始开车的时候，我刚开始还可以。
But about 7 o'clock in the morning, I started to struggle.
但是当我开到早上七点钟的时候，就几个小时之后，我就开始
To try to keep myself awake, I ate 19 pieces of bubble gum. I think I almost pulled my teeth out. But on that trip with my friends in the back, what if I just decided it was too hard? What if I decided that I just should give up? My friends would have been in severe danger. In the same way with prayer, how could we ever stop praying if we need God's help? An example I want to give you is about the Moravians. I don't know all the history of the Moravians, but one thing I do know about them. They're famous because in the 17 and 1800s, they decided that they were going to pray for 100 years straight. So they started with three people at a time, and they prayed for over 100 years, never stopping. That's a pretty big belief in the power of prayer, isn't it? And I think that's a perfect example of perseverance in prayer. They didn't stop for 100 years. What if we didn't stop for 100 minutes or 100 days? I think we would have some spiritual power for our spiritual battles. The final thing that Paul says in Ephesians is to pray for all God's people. It's a good reminder that we need to spend some time focused outside ourselves when we're praying, or we'll become self-centered. So Paul says about prayer. First, pray in the Spirit. Second, pray on all occasions. Third, pray with all kinds of prayers and requests. Fourth, pray with all perseverance. And finally, pray for all God's people. I think if we prayed in this way, we'd see God start doing things in our life that we never thought possible. A girl from our college ministry at the church. She came back from a trip 2 weeks ago. And she was a witness to the amazing power of prayer. There was someone with physical difficulties.
有一个人就是有，就是身体上面有一些不，就是不行的地方。
There was a girl, some girls with some severe emotional difficulties.
有一个女孩，她就是说不，就是行动有很大的困难。
And there was some severe relational difficulties.
有些人呢是有一些就是情绪上面的很大的困难。
In each of these cases,
在每一个情况下
she had people pray with her for these things.
她让大家跟她一起祷告。
And one by one, she saw each one of them conquered in the power of the Spirit.
她见到了就是那些每个人都是靠着圣灵战胜了这些问题。
What are the things in our lives? What are the battles that we need to start fighting with prayer?
在你的生活中，你有一些什么样的属灵征战，要靠着圣灵，要靠着祷告去解决的呢？
How could God change our lives if we committed to pray like this?
如果我们就是用上面所讲的五种五个方面这样子去祷告的话，神会怎么样改变你的生活呢？
Let's think about that as we go throughout this week.
让我们大家一起思想。
Let me pray for you.Father, we just thank you so much that you hear each one of our prayers.
神啊，天父，我们很感谢你，你垂听我们每个人的祷告。
And today we ask that you would teach us how to pray.
今天我们要求你教导我们怎样的去祷告。
Even if we already pray, I pray you would make our prayer so much more powerful than it's ever been.
虽然我们已经祷告了，但是我我们求你教导我们怎么样去，就是用更有力的方法去祷告。
May you put this passage in our mind.
愿你把这个经节放在我们的脑里。
And may it change our heart.
愿你改变我们的心。
In your name we pray. Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名。Amen.